We're going to read the scripture this morning, so if you'll stand in honor of God's word, go to Luke chapter 2, and we're going to start in verse 8, and I'm going to have you read with me the even verses, and I'll read the odd verses by myself, but let's read along together here in Luke chapter 2, beginning in verse 8, here together this morning. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them.
You say, Brother Combs, for the last three Sunday mornings, you have read the same text in Scripture. Yes, yes, I have. You know, it's okay. Maybe during the month of December, we ought to read Luke chapter 2 and Matthew 1 and 2 every day. You know, why not? Isn't this the most exciting thing? The Savior came. He did. Boy, that should be something we should be excited about. We've talked about a few different topics here out of this passage of Scripture. And that's the wonderful thing about Scripture. It's of no private interpretation. It says what it says. But here's the thing. Many times we often overlook what is said. We miss it. That's the thing, you know. So how do you not miss something? Just go over it over and over and over and over again, right? That's what we're going to do. No, we're not going to do that. We already read the text this morning. But I want you to focus in on verse 20. Look at verse 20. I'm going to read it to you again. You may stay seated. We've already stood for the reading of God's word. We're going to get right into things this morning because this is a topic and this is something I want to set your heart on fire about today. Okay? Very special topic. What is that? It's here in verse 20. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. You see, in this book, at one point in your life, you were told of a Savior. You were told of salvation. You were told of your sin and how it offended a thrice holy God, and that you needed a Savior, and perhaps you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior. It was told unto you. And it says here that the angels were told something, the shepherds. The angels came down and they told the shepherds that this baby was born and they were to go see it, right? And they went and they saw it. It was really there. It was really real. They saw it in the manger. They saw it for themselves. Just like after you were told of salvation, you saw it for yourself by trusting Jesus Christ as your Savior. And they came, and it says they returned. They went back to their home, went back to their place where they belonged. And it says because of what they had seen, they glorified and praised God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. So simply today, this topic that I want to set your heart on fire about today this topic that I want to burn within you, in your mind and in your heart and on your lips, is simply this. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, many times someone will say, Pastor Combs or so-and-so, thank you for that message or thank you for this. Praise the Lord. Or we say, hey, I received this blessing. Somebody sent me a blank check in the mail and I got to cash it for whatever I wanted. Praise the Lord, right? Nobody's ever done that, right? No. Okay. I got this raise at work, or we got to do this or got to do that. And people say what? Praise the Lord. Well, you know what? That should be on our hearts and on our minds and on our lips every moment of every day. Because of what we have seen. Because of what we have heard. Because of what we have experienced. Praise the Lord. Oh yes. Praise the Lord. These shepherds, they went back to where they came from. And they praised the Lord. You know, God wants praise from us. He wants glory and worship and honor and praise from His people. Yes, we're supposed to enter His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. God wants to be praised. He's a jealous God. And guess what? He's the only one that deserves glory and honor and praise in our lives. So, just today, let's be like the shepherds. Have we heard some things? Have we seen some things come to pass that were told to us? Yes, we have. Let's return praising and glorifying God with our life. Turn over to Psalm 107. Psalm 107. Listen, I know this is 43 verses long. It doesn't matter. The Bible has better things to say than I do. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Look at verse 8. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. The first thing I want to express to you today is to simply praise the Lord for His goodness. Amen. God is good. Amen. Yeah. My dad is watching right now, and I know he this is his thing. He loves that saying, God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. Yeah, He's good. He's good. Praise the Lord for His goodness. The psalmist expresses a longing and a desire that men would praise the Lord for His goodness. When's the last time you just sat down and just praised God for His goodness? Oh, we sing the song, God is so good, God is so good, God is so good. He's so good to me. When's the last time you just sat down in your chair or at your home or at your workplace and just freaked out because God is so good? Or just came out of you and just, you were maybe sitting there in your office cubicle and you're just maybe you have a, 15 minute mandatory OSHA break or something, and you're sitting there. And you're just thinking about the goodness of God. You just stand up and say, praise the Lord! And everybody in your office building goes, what the? What is that? Huh? Praise the Lord for His goodness. Praise Him for His goodness. He's so good. And it ought to just kind of just bubble out of you so everybody else knows how good God is. Is He not good? Let's read about this. Ready? Verse 2. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses, and he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction of iron, because they rebelled against the words of God and contemned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and brake their bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and his wonderful works to the children of men. For he hath broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing, that they go down to the sea in ships that do business in great waters, that these see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heaven, and they go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man, and are at their wits' end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then they are glad because they be quiet. So he bringeth them unto their desired haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people and praise him in the assembly of the elders. He turneth rivers into a wilderness, and the water springs into a dry ground, a fruitful land into barrenness, and for the wickedness of them that dwell therein. He turneth the wilderness into a standing water, and dry ground into well springs. And there he maketh the hungry to dwell, that they may prepare a city for habitation, and sow the fields, and plant vineyards, which may yield fruits of increase. He blesseth them also, so that they are multiplied greatly, and suffereth not their cattle to decrease. Again they are minished and brought low through oppression, affliction, and sorrow. He poureth contempt upon the princes, and causeth them to wander in the wilderness where there is no way. Yet setteth he the poor on high from affliction, and maketh him families like a flock. The righteous shall see it and rejoice, and all iniquity shall stop her mouth. Whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. Wow. We've got a whole psalm here. A psalm of examples of the goodness of God. The goodness of God. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Has he been good to you? Huh? Has he brought you out of distresses? Yeah, has he brought you out of difficult times? And has there been times where things were tough and there was nothing else you could do, and you cried up to God and said, God, help? And he did. Because he's good. God is good. So good. Isn't he? Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness. Hey, I just don't think there's enough of this. I don't. It's all mully grub and poor woe is me. My circumstances, my difficulties, where? There's not enough, praise the Lord. There's not enough because God is good. He's good. And we ought to tell him so. I love what he says. I speak of this about salvation many times, but it says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And guess what? If God is good, like we know he is, then say so. Praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Praise the Lord. Our life should praise the Lord. Our words should praise the Lord. Our very being should praise the Lord just because he's good. Just because. If he doesn't do anything else, he's good. And we ought to praise the Lord for his goodness. You noticed how the psalmist mentioned the wonderful works of God. You know what? Everybody ready? That's a wonderful work of God. That this piece of dirt can take a breath. That's a wonderful work. Whoa. You know how long it took scientists and robotics people to make this happen? Yeah. God formed it from the dirt of the ground and breathed into him breath of life. And man became a living soul. That's a wonderful work of God. Hey, listen, I have had the privilege of seeing 11 children come into this world with these two eyeballs. That's a wonderful work of God. It is. It's a miracle. Man can't reproduce that. No, that's God. That's God. Hey, listen, I have seen God take care of people. I have seen God do wonderful, miraculous things. It's amazing. One time we were having an outdoor service, and I'm glad my parents and grandparents are watching today. We have something we do each year in North Dakota over the 4th of July. And it's outside. We were about to have a church service, and there was a storm coming up. And listen, we prayed and we watched that storm front split into two parts and go around us. Praise God for his goodness. He is good. He careth for us. He takes. He blesses us. He gives us what we need, even if it's not what we want. Because he is good. Listen, these examples here in this psalm show us the goodness of God. And it even says in there that he brought them trouble and difficult times sometimes for their own good. Amen. How many times have moms and dads allowed their kids to go through difficult things for their own good? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And they ought to. They ought to. Because you know what? I've learned a lot of lessons from having to suffer through something. Haven't you? And guess what? It was good for me. Because God is good. He's good. We need to praise the Lord for his goodness and his wonderful works to the children of men. Go over to Luke chapter 19. Luke chapter 19. Praise the Lord. Luke 19, look at verse 37. Luke 19, 37. And when he was come nigh, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works they had seen, saying, blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, Master, rebuke thy disciples. And he answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. Hey, if you hold your peace about the mighty works of God, the stones will cry out. That's what he said. We ought to praise the Lord, not only for His goodness, but for His mighty works. His mighty works. Hey, huh? Anybody try raising somebody from the dead? No? Healing the sick? No? Causing the blind to see? Making the lame to walk? Walking on water, turning the water into wine? Anybody? How about this? Saving a soul from hell. Huh? Praise the Lord for His mighty works. You think it was easy to go to the cross, suffer affliction and persecution and death, to pay for a no good for nothing, dirty, rotten sinner to go to heaven? Anyone? Huh? No. You know how easy it wasn't? Father, let this cup pass from me. Sweating, as it were, great drops of blood. Nevertheless, not my will be done, but thine. Huh? Yeah. Big deal. Big deal. How about having yourself blindfolded and spun around and people punching you and spitting on you saying, prophesy which one of us it is. Having one of the closest friends that you have say, no, I don't know him. And all the rest scatter. Huh? Left there naked and alone on the cross. You know, just think about it. The mighty work of salvation. You had a sin-sick soul. Soul is dead, was blind, was lame, needed to be raised up and healed. And He did it. He did it. And He did it for you. Praise the Lord for His mighty works. Go over to Psalm 78. We're going to flip back and forth here because that's just me. I'm scatterbrained anyways. So it helps me to go back and forth in the Bible, because then I keep my attention better that way. Psalm 78. I get distracted easily. Look at verse 4. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and His strength and His wonderful works that He hath done. My God is so big, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do for you. My God is so big, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. Huh? What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before Him, heaven and earth adore Him. What a mighty God we serve. Are we singing the praises of our mighty God? Is He not mighty in your life? He's good. And He's a mighty God. And He ought to be praised for His wonderful works that He hath done, His strength and His might. Oh, yeah, we should praise the Lord. We should praise the Lord for His might. For He established, verse 5, a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel which He commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children. Hey, I want my kids to know that God is mighty. I want my grandkids to know that God is mighty. Who's going to tell them? Who's going to tell them? Me. I'm going to tell him. Hey, listen, when I'm a bargain shopper, if you will. You can understand having a household of 13 people on a limited income. Hey, listen, that's okay. We eat a lot of food in a week, I'll just tell you that. And I like to eat. I know it doesn't show very much, but I like to. Okay? You know where I find it? On clearance at the grocery store. You know what God does that for me. Yeah. You know, one time I was just buzzing around. I know where all the clearance spots are in my grocery stores around Arlington. I'm going to have to learn those up here. But you know what the thing is? There have been so many times where I'll be walking down the aisle and the guy will be there with the little sticker thingy and be marking it down as I'm approaching. Come on. I can't make this stuff up. Hey, one time I think they were pork tenderloins, you know? Good stuff. They're normally like $7 or $8 a little. You know what I'm talking about? The little package deal? Like 20 some ounces or whatever, right? $7 or $8 a piece, right? Everybody understand what I'm talking about? I walked up, the guy, he had about 20 of them he was marking down. 99 cents a piece! You gotta be kidding me! I can't make this stuff up! God is mighty. He can do what he wants, folks. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. It's all his. Mighty works of God. You know what I did? I came home with all the... I bought all of them. Of course. Duh. That's what phrases are for, amen. Listen, I'll tell you what. But I didn't walk in and say, hey, your father provided for you. I didn't. It wasn't me. I made sure my kids knew that God provided for our family. That it was God. I was to make them known to our children. Why? Look at verse 6. That the generation to come might know them. Even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children. That they might set their hope in God. Why do we praise the Lord that He's good? Why do we praise the Lord for His mighty works? So that they'll set their hope in God. Hey, this is more than you and me, folks. It's the generations to come and the generation to come and the generation to come. They've got to know who our God is. And forget not the works of God, but keep His commandments. Oh, that men should praise the Lord for His goodness and His wonderful works to the children of men. Praise the Lord for His goodness. Praise the Lord for His mighty works. Go to Psalm 118. This is probably one of my favorites. Psalm 118. God is good. God is mighty. But you know what? Most of all, look at verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, because His mercy endureth forever. Huh. Oh, the mercy, the depth of the mercy of God. Not giving us something that we deserve. That's mercy. Hey, folks. We deserve hell. Each and every one of us deserve hell. We are condemned already. But God, according to His mercy, He has given us salvation. In Psalm 136, it also says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever." Let's read here in Psalm 118. Let's just follow along here. Listen to this. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say that His mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that His mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? The Lord taketh part with them that help me. Therefore I shall see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations compassed me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They compassed me about, yea, they compassed me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They compassed me about like bees. They are quenched as the fire of thorns, for in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. Thou hast thrust a sore at me, that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song, and has become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation in thy tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted, and the right hand of the Lord doth valiantly. I shall not die, but live, and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord hath chastened me sore, but he hath not given me over unto death. Open to me the gates of righteousness, and I will go into them, and I will praise the Lord. This gate of the Lord, into which the righteous shall enter, I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me and art become my salvation. The stone which the builders refused is become the head stone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. The Lord God is the Lord, which has showed us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Hey, folks, listen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for his goodness. Praise the Lord for his mighty works. Praise the Lord for his mercy endureth forever. One last portion of scripture. Go to Titus chapter 3. I hope that this morning that the words of this book and the words of this preacher have pointed out to you that we need to praise the Lord. Titus chapter 3. Look at Paul tells this man, this preacher in the faith. He says, put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work, to speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But after that, the kindness and love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior. If for nothing else, we ought to praise the Lord for our salvation. We ought to praise the Lord for his mercy, because according to his mercy, he saved us. He saved us. His mercy endureth forever. You know what I want? I want you to get up out of your pews and I want you to go out of this place praising the Lord for His goodness. Praising the Lord for His mighty works. Praising the Lord for His mercy. In our text, shepherds were told some things. They were told of a Savior, Messiah, the Christ child. And they saw it with their own eyes. And they returned to their place, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Folks, all I got to say today is praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men.